Welcome to our service this morning. It's good to sit. Everyone's sitting over here mainly. Welcome to those over here. A special welcome to you. And welcome to everyone over here. It's good to see you. We've had nothing going on in here this week, as you can see. No police, no crime scenes, nothing. There's nothing to see here. It was just empty. Oh no, I forget. We had the holiday club. Did anyone here come to the holiday club?
Yes!
Just a few of you. If you didn't, you may have noticed when you came in, there's some signs on the end of some of the pews and one over there. This is because we split into lots of different groups and I got Julia to write them all out. She knows them off by heart. Amazing woman. So we had the Cool Kings in the holiday club. Is there anyone from the Cool Kings? Cool Kings? Yes. We had the Crazy Camels. Anyone? Yes. We had the Super Scrolls. Wonderful. We had the Charging Chariots. Yes. Brilliant. We had the Sneaky Scarabs. I was in that. Hey. We had the Marvelous Mummies. Oh. They're not going to win anything, are they? We had the Perfect Pyramids. Oh, neither are they. We had the Peaceful Palm Trees. Yay! And the Super Sphinxes. Oh, okay. We had the Croconiles. I particularly like that name. The Terrific Tuts. Hey! We had the Huge Hieroglyphics. David was in that one. And the Powerful Pharaohs, is that right? Oh, brilliant. I spent the whole week calling my group the Scary Scarabs, but we were the Sneaky Scarabs. The last day I finally got it. So this service is going to be fun, isn't it? Because I can't even remember the name of my group. Excellent. The theme of the Holiday Club, as you may have gathered, hasn't been a crime here, but it was cops and robbers. And this morning, we're going to give you, who didn't come, a taster of what happened last week in here. And also, we'll do some other things as well. We're going to be all together. We're going to start off with a quick quiz based on cops and robbers, okay? It's very simple. I'm sure you'll be able to do it. If you think you know the answer, just pop your hand up and I will choose you. There are absolutely no prizes. Oh, that's not a good thing. Okay. And there is no water spray. And there... Am I building it up? But it's brilliant. Okay, question number one. What sound do police sirens make? Oh, hands, if anyone... You don't know. Yes. Wonderful. Round of applause, please. Excellent. Okay. Question number two. If a robber were to be stealing money from a bank, what might they wear on their head to disguise themselves? A number of answers for this. Yes. A balaclava, yes. Anything else? Yes.
M&S
Of course they would. Wonderful answer. Anything else? That about covers it. Okay, next question. This is one that some people might know. It's one of knowledge. What do the Cambridge police have written on their police badge? Yes. Their name? Oh, they might, actually. But they have something else as well. No one? Oh, yes. Police? Actually, no, I don't think they do. But that would be very good. They should, really. Do you have an answer? Not sure. Yes. Oh, Andrea, how do you know that? Interesting, but you are absolutely correct. Cambridgeshire Constabulary. And did you know that's because there used to be lots of police in Cambridgeshire and then they all merged as one. You learn some great things here. Okay, if you have an emergency and need the police, what number would you call? 999, excellent, got the children well trained. Okay, if you wanted to buy something and you didn't have enough money, would you A, steal the item, B, okay, B, oh dear, B, who was that, have a tantrum, or C, save up and buy it later? Yes. Excellent answer, Hannah, unlike other people. Okay, question number six. This may be for some of you slightly more mature people. Name the TV detective who famously used to turn around just before leaving a room and say, just one more thing. Oh, yes. Columbo. Round of applause for that man. Wonderful. Okay. What colour uniform do police normally wear? What colour? Yes. Blue. Excellent answer. And for a bonus point, does anyone know why the police were originally dressed in blue? I'm very surprised, such a knowledgeable group of people. It was to distinguish them from the British military, who in those days were dressed in red and white. You see, you learn a lot of things here. Okay, what colour clothes might a robber wear? Who has... Stripey, yes. Any particular colours? Yes. Black and white. Excellent, round of applause. You see, you learn other things as well. And final question. If you were to find a wallet on the floor full of money, what would you do? A, strip it out and buy loads of things. B, hand it in to the police. Or C, sell it to the highest bidder. Who hasn't answered? Hand it in to the police. Big round of applause. Wonderful. We learnt a lot about cops and robbers on our holiday club, but we also learnt a lot of songs with lots of actions, and we had a theme tune, which I think was called Cops and Robbers. Is that correct? Does anyone remember the actions to our theme tune? The one that had, hello, hello, hello. Would anyone like to come and help me? If there's no children, then some of the adults maybe who came to help at the holiday club. Because I have absolutely no idea what the actions are. Because I've forgotten. Do come out. I spent a lot of my time last week just doing random signs and hoping that it fit in, as you could tell. So never look at me when we're singing a song. Okay, Emma has just got seated, but I'd like to invite her up again just to let people know the kind of things we heard about at Holiday Club and the story that we were told. So, handing over to you. Do you understand?
And I'm hoping I've got a few helpers who are coming up as well. Who are my helpers? Are they coming up? Now, helpers, you're going to have to listen very carefully to the story and show the right craft at the right time. Okay? So, as Kate said, this week we were looking at a cops and robbers theme, and we made a robber craft.
Daniel.
If you've got a robber craft, come to the front and hold it really high for people.
Really?
Yes. And as part of that theme, we were thinking about jealousy and arrogance. We were thinking about consequences of decisions. We were thinking about freedom and forgiveness. And we followed the story of Joseph, who was the very much loved son who was given a very beautiful coat by his dad. Has anyone got a very beautiful coat to show everyone? Well done. Lift them up high. They're very gorgeous, aren't they? So we can remember the beginning of the Joseph story with those crafts. Now, Joseph had dreams, and sometimes his behaviour made his brothers very cross and very jealous. So when they got the chance, they sold him as a slave. He was put in handcuffs, taken away to Egypt, and made a slave. And his brothers ripped and spoilt the beautiful coat that his dad had given him and made his dad believe that he was dead. But Joseph became a slave to a man called Potiphar, a very powerful man in Egypt. But Potiphar had a wife, and his wife quite liked Joseph. And through a series of events, Joseph ended up in prison because of things that Potiphar's wife had said. And we had a prison craft to remember that bit of the story. But while Joseph was in prison, he met other prisoners who had dreams. And God helped Joseph to explain those dreams to the prisoners. And what he said was true, and it happened. And a long time later, Potiphar had a dream. And one of the ex-prisoners remembered that Joseph was sitting in prison and remembered that he had explained the dreams a long time ago. So Joseph came out of prison, explained the dream to Potiphar, and it turned out that it was a prediction of a famine that was going to happen. And Joseph had been so trustworthy, even in the hard times in prison, that Potiphar put him in charge of organizing the food for the famine. Many years later, Joseph's brothers came looking for food in Egypt. And they came to Joseph, but they didn't recognize him because he now looked like an Egyptian. And we made these lovely masks. But Joseph recognized his brothers when they came. And it wasn't long when they'd sorted out all their grievances. Joseph had forgiven his brothers and they had enough food and they lived together again, happily ever after. Well done. Thank you, children. Well done.
We did lots of exciting crafts and really good activities at the Holiday Club. But we looked at the theme of cops and robbers, as Emma said, and Joseph. And the thing is that in cops and robber shows or in stories about people who do things wrong, there's often quite a lot of crime and there's quite a lot of punishment. And in the story of Joseph, there was also a lot of crime and there was punishment. But one thing that's not very often mentioned in police shows and things like that that we watch is the whole area of forgiveness. But that was something that was very important that we looked at in Holiday Club as well. I'd like to invite, well, there's a couple of friends. I think they're hiding behind here. Oh, Joe and Sally. Okay, can you have a look for them for me? Oh, thank you.
Hello.
Hi. Hi, Joe. Oh, I heard you were going to the circus last night with your mates. So, how was it? Was it great?
Apparently, yes.
Oh, brilliant. Were there clowns? I love clowns. Oh, they're so funny.
Apparently, yes.
And the flying trapeze? Whee!
Apparently, yes.
Tightrope walkers? Whoa!
Apparently, yes.
And acrobats? Ta-da!
Apparently, yes.
So it was really great then?
Apparently, yes.
Joe, why do you keep saying apparently?
Because my best friends were meant to pick me up on the way to the circus, but they forgot.
Oh, Joe, that's awful. But if you didn't go, how do you know it was so good?
Because right at the end, they remembered about me. They came round to apologise and they told me what a great time they'd had.
Oh, dear. Well, maybe you can go another night.
No. It was the circus's last show in town, so I've missed out. But I'm going to get my own back.
Oh, I don't like the sound of that, Joe. What are you going to do?
I'm going to have a mega party. There'll be a bouncy castle, boing, 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 and all my favourite games with fab prizes. Ooh. There'll be a donut maker, yum yum, ooh, candy floss, yeah, yum, 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 and cool music. Doobie doobie, doobie doobie, ooh, doobie doobie. Great. And everyone is invited.
Excellent! Oh, sounds great!
Everyone except my so-called friends.
Hang on, Joe. They did come and say sorry.
Yeah, but they let me down big time.
But even our best friends let us down sometimes. No body's perfect.
No, I suppose not.
I bet they still feel bad about it. If you invite them, they'll know that you've forgiven them.
Yeah, but it's so hard to forgive them. It's really tough.
Yeah, forgiving is hard. But remember, we all let people down. How would you feel if someone didn't forgive you?
Oh, I hadn't thought about it like that. Okay, yeah, you're right. Yeah, I will invite them. Oh, it'll be really good, yeah. Ooh. So, excuse me, I've got a really big party to organise.
Oh, Joe?
Yeah?
Can I help you?
Oh, yeah, that'd be really good, Sally, yeah. Let's go and get started.
Ooh,
bye, everyone.
Bye.
Can we have a round of applause for Joe and Sally? It takes a lot for them to appear here. They get very nervous, I think. Now, we learned a lot about forgiveness, and that was a story about forgiveness, not taking revenge on someone that had hurt you and making them feel bad, but forgiving them and actually including them in what you're doing. And we also learned a memory verse about this. And maybe Julia and David would like to help me because I believe they're still here. Oh, yes! Oh, hello. Nice to see you. It was called Be Kind and Compassionate to One Another, and I think I might know the actions to this. We're kind and compassionate to one another because in Christ God forgave us. I want to read you a story now about how forgiving a God we have. We're kind and compassionate because God has been kind and compassionate to us. Are you ready? Sitting in your story-like poses? That is however you feel comfortable. Jesus told a story about a boy who ran away. Once upon a time, there was a boy and his dad. Now, one day, the boy got to thinking, maybe if I don't have my dad telling me what to do all the time, I'll be happier. He's spoiling my fun. He's making things dull. He's always asking me to do what things I have to do. The son thought about it a bit more, and then suddenly he decided to go to his dad. And he said, Dad, I'm better off without you. I can look after myself. Just give me the money that's mine and I'll go and look after myself. Well, his father was very sad, but he didn't force his son to stay. And so his son went on a long journey to a different land to live a new life without his dad. And everything was wonderful. Everything was perfect for a while. He could go wherever he wanted. He could do whatever he wanted. He could be whatever he wanted. He was the boss. He decided what to do. Sometimes he'd feel a bit strange and he'd get a bit hungry or a bit homesick or he'd feel a little bit empty inside. But most of the time he'd go to a party and that would take that away and he'd feel better. But very soon his money started to run out and so did his friends. And he ended up getting the only job he could to survive, feeding pigs. One day he was so hungry and so desperate that he even tried to eat some of the piggy food to survive. What am I doing? He thought suddenly. Yuck, yuck, all this yuck in my mouth. My father is rich and here I am eating pig's food. He wiped his mouth and he made a decision. I'm going home. And he started to go home. But as he was on his way home, he began to worry. Dad won't love me anymore. I've been too bad. He won't want to see me. He won't want me as his son. So he practiced his I'm very sorry speech all the way home. But what he didn't know was that every day since he'd been gone, his father had been sitting outside the house, looking and searching for his son. And so while his son was still a long way off, his father saw him in the distance and he started running towards him. And what did he do when he got to him? He opened up his arms wide and he put his arms around his son and he gave him the biggest hug his son had ever had. There was no I'm sorry speeches, no begging to be forgiven. The father was just so excited to see his son. And then he said, let's have a party. The biggest party ever. We're going to celebrate because I thought you were dead. But actually you're alive and you've come back. And Jesus told this story to show us what God is like. So that we can know that however far we run, however much we do, however many things we get wrong, we are never too far for God to put his arms around us and forgive us and take us back. There's another verse in the Bible. It's from the book of Romans in the New Testament. It's Romans chapter 6, verse 23. And it says this, for the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord. The wages, the things that you earn from doing wrong is death. Nothing good comes from the wrong we do. The wages we earn, the things we get, the consequences that we enter into are death. But God has given us a free gift. We don't have to earn it like wages. It's free. A free gift of eternal life. I want to demonstrate what that means just by telling you a quick story. It's a story about a judge who used to sit in court every day handing down sentences to people who did wrong. And one day, the judge sat there and was suddenly horrified to see his own son sitting in the dock, having done something terrible. And everyone knew in the court that this was the judge's son. And the judge sat there and listened to what the son had done. And the son sat there and wondered what the judge would hand down as a sentence. At the end of all that was heard, the judge considered what to do. And then to everyone's surprise, including the son's, handed down the harshest sentence possible for that crime. The biggest amount of money to pay, and if the money couldn't be paid, which the judge knew the son couldn't pay, they were to go to prison to pay the punishment for that crime. People were horrified. And then the judge got out of his seat, took off his robe, and walked down to where the son was and paid the money himself and said, I've paid your price. Now you can go free. God, it says in the Bible, is a judge, but he is above all things, a father, a wonderful God who not only hands down sentences, but then sent his son Jesus to pay the price so that we could have the free gift of going free and having eternal life forever. I want to invite David up now as we think about the Holiday Club, and maybe some other people have things to say about the Holiday Club. So David's just going to lead that bit.
Kate asked me to get a few volunteers who might be prepared to come up and say something about what they've particularly enjoyed this week. So put your hand up if you were at the Holiday Club this week. Would anybody who was at the Holiday Club this week like to come and just tell me maybe one thing that they've particularly enjoyed doing this week? I know that Matthew said, do you want to come up, Matthew? Because I've already spoke to Matthew and he's already given me a list of things. So if you want to come up and... what's your name, Matthew?
Matthew.
Fantastic. I just thought that's a Steve White thing to do, isn't it? Steve would do that. So I thought I ought to do that, really. So have you been at the Holiday Club all week this week? And can you tell me... Well, tell me first one thing that you particularly enjoyed.
It was the jail craft that we did.
Was that one of the ones that we saw with the little Joseph that goes in that?
Yeah, that was the one I held.
Excellent, that's the one you held up. Anything else that you particularly liked?
Some of the games.
Right.
Especially the parachute games.
Yeah, what is it with... I love parachute games. I don't know what it is about holding a parachute and being in a big... There's something about it, isn't there? It's great doing parachute games, yeah. Anything else that you particularly liked?
And it was the bit at the end where we came back and sang all the songs.
Excellent. Brilliant. Do you think you're going to be able to remember some of the words of some of the songs over the next few weeks? Do you think you'll be able to keep singing them? Yeah. I've still got some of them going around in my head. The one I've mostly got, Alo, 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 but I try and remember some of the ones that have got Bible verses in as well. But that's the one that seems to always come to the surface. Brilliant. That's great. Fantastic. Tegan, what about you? What did you particularly like this week?
The craft.
Yeah. Any particular...
The Pharaoh mask.
The Pharaoh mask was fantastic. That was the one that you were wearing this morning, wasn't it? Did you make that one?
No.
You didn't make that one. It did look absolutely fantastic, though, didn't it? People did look really good. I struggled to work out who was my group once they'd put their pharaoh masks on. I lost somebody because I didn't know that they were them. They did look really good, didn't they?
Yeah.
Brilliant. Anything else you particularly liked?
The parachute games.
Fantastic. Brilliant. Excellent. Okay.
Especially cat and mouse.
Cat and mouse. You better just explain what happens with cat and mouse.
There's two cats and like three mouses. Mouses go under. The cats have to take off their shoes and go on top and try to catch all the mouses.
Brilliant. So everybody's in a circle with a parachute between them and they're all wiggling the parachute up and down so you can't really see what's underneath it. And there's a couple of mice underneath and some cats on the top and the cats have got to try and work out where the mice are. It's really good fun. You have to be there. Brilliant. Excellent. Adam. What did you particularly like?
I particularly liked the drama.
Oh, what? Tell us about. Tell us what about the drama? What was the name of the family in the drama?
What family?
What family?
What family?
The what family? No, what was the name of the family in the drama?
Which family?
No, the what family?
Oh yeah, the which family?
Yeah, the family. The drama was about the what family, wasn't it?
Yeah, the what family.
Excellent. Why did you like the drama?
I liked the drama because of. It kind of just summed up what we've been doing the whole day and just expressed it in a fun way for everyone to understand.
Yeah, it was quite a good kind of practical application to it, wasn't it? To see the ideas of forgiveness and, yeah, brilliant. Excellent. Good, good.
I like the What Family as well.
You like the What Family drama as well. Excellent. Anything else particularly?
The What Family water gun that... Daniel Stone had.
Daniel Stone had a fantastic water gun, which did shoot water quite a long way across the church, didn't it? It was quite impressive. Yeah, we did like that. Excellent. It was quite hot, so it was quite nice to have some water being sprayed around. Brilliant. Excellent. Thank you. Any adults who were here? Does any adult who was here want to just come up and say anything that particularly struck them from the week? Anybody want to say anything? Or kind of older ones? Julia? What did you like about the week, Julia?
Well, I liked the fact that we had so many children here again, which was lovely. We had 171 children here during the week. And that, despite our fears, the venues worked brilliantly. And there was no sort of safety issues. Everyone kept safe. And the children had a really, really fun time. And so did the team. We all had a really fun time. So that's what I really, really enjoyed about the week, that everyone had a fun time and we were safe.
Yeah, brilliant. It was fantastic. Seeing this building particularly, I mean, you know, obviously, you know, those of us who are regulars here, you know, are kind of responsible for keeping this building going. And sometimes it feels more like a millstone than an asset. But actually this week it's been fantastic having this building and having so many children and then the parents coming in at the end and getting them. And it's just felt like a real, you know, real good place for people to be. So, yeah, it's been really good. Excellent. Anybody else got anything else they would like to say or shall I hand back to Kate? Emma, brilliant. Emma, what would you like to say?
I was just going to say that I was just really, really proud of all the young people that were the young leaders, because they make an enormous difference to how well the groups work, and hopefully they get something out of it as well. A big thank you, because that's a big ask.
Yeah, absolutely. It's no exaggeration to say we could not do it without the teenagers who help us as young leaders, and it's absolutely fantastic they do, and really good for the children who come to see those teenagers who want to still be involved. It's a really good role model. So, it's brilliant for that as well. So it's been a great week. Thank you, Kate.
Thank you. It has been a great week. I wasn't going to come up, but I did enjoy Grandma Watt, crazy lady who appeared and sort of like was very crazy, Simon Oliver. David was going to introduce the next memory verse, but that's okay, I can do it. Because you know how good I am. This one was one that we sang on the first day and it became very popular because we then sang it every day. And also in the team meetings we sang it as well. So I should know it. However, it's called I Know the Plans I Have for You. Okay. Yeah, there was a lot of this. A bit of that. Some of that. Anyone want to help me? Oh yeah, do come up. Oh, few saved. Okay, I know the plans I have for you. Okay, I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. So not only do we have a God who loves us, forgives us, but a God who has plans for us, plans to prosper us, good things for us, not things to harm us, but things to give us hope and a future. Whatever life holds, God wants to give us hope and can give us hope and a future, a good future. Father God, we thank you for a wonderful week last week, and we thank you that you have been with us this morning. In fact, you are with us every moment of every day. Lord, we ask that you would bless us, that you would walk with us, that we would know your love, your forgiveness, and your hope in all circumstances. For we ask it in the name of your Son, Jesus Christ. Amen. Please do be seated. Please do stay, though, and join us for coffee and tea. And also, I think we have
not donuts, but
cakes and goodies. And everyone is welcome to enjoy through this door. Thank you for coming.